Hey guys, so I want to welcome Maxwell Gross to the podcast. He's a member of a cryptocurrency coin, a company called Superbid, and he's the COO at the company. And basically, they're making NFTs for celebrities, you know, for influencers, and making their own marketplace for people to buy them. They've even gotten people like Logan Paul on board and some other big names. So welcome, Max, to the podcast.
Thanks, Ray. How's it going?
Good, good. Can you tell us like how you got started in this crypto space and kind of a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. My background is actually in engineering. I went to University of Michigan. I studied engineering in school and I graduated. I had a job at Boeing working in aerospace as a systems engineer. I have been involved in investing in cryptocurrency for the past 6 years. And mostly because I was interested in the technology, interested in it as obviously a way to also make money because you understand how inflation works and how it's like store of value. So once I started to become fascinated with crypto, I was always involved from the sidelines. And while we did see, I think, an upturn of interest in cryptocurrency during this COVID-19 period, my eyes were drawn even more into it. And I decided that I wanted to pursue a career in cryptocurrency. So I left my previous job. I found this job that I'm currently in working at Superbid, and I've been involved since the very beginning. And what we're doing is very simple at Superbid. We are simply a platform for influencers to actually auction off moments of their lives in the form of photos and videos on the platform, and a way to connect with their fans in a genuine way. What we're providing is a democratic way for influencers and celebrities to actually monetize their lifestyles outside of just ad generation, generating revenue from ads, because they can actually take this content, these moments that are within their galleries on their phones, and monetize them in a very simple way. You already see celebrities like Steve Aoki, like Eminem, like Grimes, that are all auctioning off their NFTs and making millions of dollars. There's also an interesting statistic in the NFT market that is the market consists of 69% of that market consists of buyers, while the remaining 31% are sellers. So obviously there's a gap in this market. There's demand for these NFTs simply because there are fans that A, feel that they wanna connect in a greater way to their influencer, to their celebrity. And in doing so, they can have access to something that's legendary, something that's rare, something that's, you know, a one of one, which is the essence of an NFT. And then also there are other people that are coming in who simply see this space as a way to turn a profit. So a way to make money. If you're a crypto investor and you want to purchase Logan Paul's NFT, you might come into this space and, you know, purchase that NFT just because you feel that it'll appreciate in value. So we're kind of marketing this to two different sorts of groups. One of them is the regular crypto investor, which is going to utilize these NFTs to turn a profit. And the other is actually the mainstream. A unique part about Superbid is that on the platform, you're not going to need any sort of Ethereum wallet, no MetaMask wallet. You're not even going to need to have Web3 integration if you don't know how to do that. It's very simple, the way that you just connect a credit card and you purchase bids, which are the in-app currency for our application, our token. And you use that token to then participate in these auctions, to then acquire NFTs, contain them within the Superbid marketplace, and then buy and sell them.
Yeah, so I know the origin story of Superbid, you kind of saw the success of Top Shots, and, you know, mm-hmm. trading cards have always been, you know, people have always been buying and selling cards, right? And they kind of took that to digital. But, you know, no one really kind of were always trading things from celebrities. I guess maybe if you could say, like, I heard one time there's like a bag of air from, I don't know if it's from like Michael Jordan's place or something, but like people can sell crazy things like that, you know, like on eBay. But, you know, as far as moments of celebrities, what makes you think people will buy those? Because it's not like, it's just not the same as trading cards, I would say, you know. I think like Jake Paul had his NFT launch, but I don't know if anyone's buying or reselling his NFTs or if anyone's buying it. You know, so what makes you think people would buy those?
Yeah, so obviously there's no way to predict whether as a whole NFTs and celebrity NFTs are going to be resellable in the future. It's a case-by-case basis. If there's demand for something from an influencer or a celebrity, or if there is a famous person out there that people want to have closer access to, then they're going to be interested in acquiring their assets, whether it be an NFT that's tied to a physical item, or an NFT that's tied to an experience, which all three are going to be available on Superbid. So while, you know, right now you're seeing a lot of NFTs that are just digital art online, on Superbid, you'll be able to see NFTs that are tied to actual physical items that are tied to experiences. And that also will serve as another way to incentivize people to acquire these even after they're sold for the first time. In addition, I simply feel that NFTs are really the next progression of where humanity is going in terms of maintaining exclusivity over our own assets, exclusivity over our information, exclusivity over our data. And in doing so, that makes every aspect of our livelihood that much more valuable. So for me, I'm not famous. I don't know if anyone's going to want to acquire anything from me. But for a person like Logan Paul, who is constantly progressing, constantly gaining more followers, constantly getting more attention and doing new things, his items are going to be his NFTs. The demand for his NFTs are going to be directly correlated to his progression throughout his entire life. So if he's interested in making money through his NFTs, he's interested in these being resold in the future and them appreciating in value, he's going to have every incentive to actually take his life to the next level, to become more famous, to gain more followers, to gain more recognition in the influencer space.
Yeah, and then my next question would be, you know, what makes them use your platform than their own? You know, I think Logan's younger brother, Jake Paul, already had his NFT launch. I think they partnered with another company, but he had it, so he has ownership over that. So what makes influencers want to go through you guys? Is it because they don't know how to do NFTs, or like what would make them stay with you as opposed to just doing it on their own? So they don't have to buy your tokens to buy their NFTs.
Yeah, so it's three pronged. The first is what you just mentioned, is that most influencers and celebrities don't even understand why this is a thing and why this is valuable, which is why we're here to help facilitate the entire transition of their items, whether it be a photo or a video, into an NFT. That's the first. The second is simply that we are a platform that is unlike any other platform that exists right now. Rarible and OpenSea are great places to auction off your items, but Rarible and OpenSea are not catered specifically towards a human celebrity, a person that wants to create a profile, that wants to create, you know, attract their followers. So what we're building is something that's very seamless, very beautiful, that looks like an actual application that you would have on your iPhone. The third is that when these celebrities are coming onto our platform, they're going to be auctioning items off alongside other famous people. You know, Logan Paul is going to come and be able to auction something off alongside Justin Bieber or Ronaldo or Eminem. And in doing so, the value of their NFTs increases. Just because when Eminem wants to post about his NFTs being on Superbid, he's attracting his audience. People go to our platform, they go to the website, and they see Eminem's NFTs, but they also see LeBron James or Justin Bieber right alongside him. So an influencer has an incentive to actually participate in our ecosystem because they're being cross-promoted by a bunch of other celebrities, which is therefore increasing the value of their NFTs, or at least the exposure.
Yeah, so it kind of sounds like the value is in what OpenSea is doing. They're bringing a lot of traffic instead of just allowing you to sell NFTs, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So what kind of other people do you have? You mentioned LeBron James, Ronaldo. Do you have like these contacts, or like who can we expect to see on your platform? Like, when is it going to go live, the app, and what type of people will be on there first? You can give us an idea.
Yeah. So right now, the only names that I can actually drop are the names which are listed on our website. So Logan Paul obviously is the biggest one. And the reason why that's so important is because Logan Paul sold his NFTs in February for $5 million within 2 days. And this is like a clear indicator that he is a perfect person to launch with, just because he'll be attracting not only his audience, but also a group of crypto investors that know that his NFTs have value and what he puts out there on the market has value. So people will be obviously attracted to Superbid as a token, but they'll also be attracted to Superbid as the app because he's launching with us. Now, all the names that I actually mentioned, we do have direct connections to, but I can't specifically indicate which ones we're going to be launching with and which ones will be being introduced into our platform as we are progressing. However, you'll stay in touch with our Twitter, you'll stay in touch with our announcements, and we'll be, every time we have something solidified and we're prepared to start to market it, we'll release that information. But Logan Paul is definitely not the only one that will be there. There will be plenty of others.
Yeah, and when do you think your app will be live? And, you know, because this is, you know, I saw the pitch deck. Essentially, you have a lot of tech developers, right? I think over 100 software developers. So, like, what type of tech will people be expecting to see? Is it just, like, a bidding platform, you know, and when will the MVP go out or the alpha?
Yeah, so we're actually launching directly on the market on September 7th. So we're bypassing this alpha and MVP route just because we've already developed mobile versions of this application. But we decided that it will be easier for people to access it just through a web version. And this will be our first implementation of the actual platform itself. But as we gradually progress, yes, we do have access to 100 developers through our parent company, which is SFLO. Currently working for us directly on Superbid are about 10 developers. What we can expect the platform to eventually look like is a place where influencers can actually, and celebrities can create a profile, just like they do on Instagram. And every time they upload a photo, every time they upload a video, it shows up in a kind of reel, just like Instagram does. And you can auction them off instantly. And when you auction them off, you'll have fans or crypto investors that are acquiring your NFTs. And when they acquire your NFT, that NFT actually transitions from the celebrity's profile over to the fan's profile. And it even shows their name, that fan owns Rihanna's, you know, unique legendary NFT. And it's like front and center right on his platform. And also on her platform, it'll show the fan's profile name as well. So it's kind of a unique way to expose which person actually acquired that NFT. And also kind of a way to brag if you are that fan and you did win that NFT. So in the future, you'll also be able to chat with celebrities, chat with influencers. And one of the ways that we're thinking about doing this is the only way that you can actually reach out or contact someone directly is if you hold one of their unique NFTs. So it's kind of like access to exclusive functionality based on the acquisition of an NFT that they own.
And so basically they would make a profile and they would post moments or videos, you know, things that they can be NFT'd. Like what if, say, Instagram decides to take that idea because they already have users and celebrities on their platform and they're like, hey, you could just NFT any videos or photos you posted. Like, how would you deal with that? Because, you know, getting people to adopt the new platform is not easy. Like, what would you say to that? Because that's Instagram's already getting celebrities and influencers to post on their platform. But they're just one step away from allowing them to buy it as NFTs.
Yeah, of course. I mean, to be honest, we'd be happy for Instagram to get into the NFT space and start doing this just because it would increase the adoption of cryptocurrency as a whole, which is literally what our purpose is. But in terms of setting ourselves apart, I mean, obviously we're the first to market to do this. Instagram, sure, they can do it, but are they gonna do it? When are they gonna do it? We don't know. We're doing it on September 7th in 3 weeks, and we're doing it with mainstream celebrities. So we do have the upper hand in that we're coming to the market first with the idea, the whole concept in general. Also, Instagram is controlled by Facebook. So I don't think a lot of people, you know, even though most of the world, actually half the world has a Facebook profile, you know, the users of Facebook have declined over time. People are transitioning more towards these decentralized platforms, these places where when you do post content, when you do post information, you actually own that information. And most of the revenue that you generate from that platform goes to you. and not to the platform itself. So that's our plan. On Instagram, it's a 50-50 split, but with us, it'll be much more democratic, where the influencer or celebrity is maintaining a majority of the revenue that they generate from their content.
Yeah, I was just saying, because, you know, I heard Facebook declared themselves a metaverse company. So obviously, since Facebook owns Instagram, they're going to get more into the metaverse and NFTs and things like that. But
we're excited for that.
Yeah. So as you know, what is like your USP, unique selling point as a tech point? Is it like that they could get access to these influencers they might not have access to before? I think what you shared was really cool, that, you know, if you buy an NFT, you also get access to the influencer, mm-hmm. which is really why people are buying it, not just to resell it. I think Jake Paul had something when he did his NFT for his boxing launch that, like, whoever won his top bid gets to hang out with him, being his close friends on Instagram, and, like, things like that, that people would pay, like, I mean, someone bought it for, like, couple tens of thousands of dollars. It's mm-hmm. crazy, but mm-hmm. yeah, there's definitely money in it, you know. But is there anything else you have as a unique selling point as a tech point?
Yeah, or, I mean, absolutely. I think it's super important to mention that we're not only a platform to just auction off NFTs. We're not just to auction off NFT pieces of digital art, photos and videos, and that's it. We're actually taking it to the next level. So for every single celebrity, for every single influencer, they're going to have the option not only to create 100 unique NFTs, 50 rare NFTs, and 5 legendary NFTs, but they're also going to have the opportunity to auction off one super, super cool, rare NFT, which is tied to a physical item. So if I'm Dalvin Cook or J.K. Dobbins, these NFL players, and I want to auction off my running cleats, I can actually mint an NFT, which would be a video, for example, of Dalvin Cook winning a football game. He just scored a touchdown. He whips out his phone. He starts recording a video of himself and he says, "Hey, what's up? I just scored the winning touchdown, yada, yada, yada." He ends the video. He uploads it to Superbid and he ties it to the cleats that he was wearing while he actually made that winning touchdown. So that's like a super unique thing, which no one else has thought of and no one else is doing. That's one. The second is that these NFTs can also be tied to experiences. And you already know, if you've been following us, that Logan Paul is going to auction off an experience of someone participating in a sweet, you know, Puerto Rico experience with him, where they're going to be hanging out on boats, they're going to be going to dinner, partying together, whatever. And he can actually auction off this NFT, which is, for example, a video of him saying what's up, but it's not just that video, it's also a ticket to this experience. If Playboi Carti wanted to auction something off on the platform, he wanted to auction off backstage tickets, right? He could have a video of himself backstage talking about the tickets that he's going to be auctioning off for exclusive access to a backstage concert with him. So these are super unique things that we're implementing into Superbid just to make the fan that much closer to their celebrity. Not just in a way where, or in a sense where they're owning content from them, but also in a sense that they're actually able to connect with them, not only through the experiences, but also through this ability to actually chat with them and have a conversation with them.
Yeah, so that's really cool. But, you know, when it comes to reselling it, right, will the person who buys it also get that experience? Because then that's like a never-ending thing they have to do, right? Yeah. I think like Gary Vee, his V friends, right? It's only good for like 3 years of access to his conference. And after that, it's over, because
yeah,
he doesn't want people to just keep reselling it and, you know, not have it. So like, just mm-hmm. curious how that part would work out when they resell it. What does the buyer get? Is it the experience, or is it valid only for a couple number of times?
Yeah, great question. And it varies. It's a case by case basis, because every single influencer is going to want to auction off a different sort of experience. If it's just one, they're only willing to do one. Let's say it's a virtual experience where they're doing a meet and greet on Zoom, then it's just one. And they can specify that, and it will end after that experience is met. So the influencer can log that. We can even log that in Superbid and say that this experience has been accomplished. However, they can still take that NFT and they can sell it. It won't be tied to the experience anymore, but they can definitely sell it if there is any value for that specific video or photo that they're posting.
Okay. Nice. And then do you see yourself playing in the metaverse? Because, you know, everything is going that way. I mean, I don't know. You told me before the call. I don't know if you want to mention it, but it's basically, you know, you're making NFTs of celebrities, but in the metaverse, everyone will have like an NFT or like an avatar of themselves in the metaverse, right? So I know you mentioned that one company that's going to do it for everyone individually, but just thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's an area that we want to explore more deeply. We already did start to look into it just because we know that this is a trend that we want to actually start to learn more about. We did speak with a company last week who is specializing in this metaverse technology, actually developing scanners that will scan parts of your body and then you can upload them to the metaverse as an NFT. And now that we're more heavily focused in the NFT space, we think it's very fitting for us to actually potentially do something in the metaverse in the near future. However, right now we're laser focused on this product launch. We want to make sure that it happens and it occurs seamlessly, and that for the first month or two of operations, there are influencers coming, there are celebrities coming, and that it becomes a sustainable platform for people to actually want to go to and then auction things off. So that's our focus right now, but that doesn't mean that we won't be exploring metaverse technology in the future.
Yeah, and would you say that you have any competitors so far? No, you said really, no one's really doing this type of thing, or someone who's trying to do something similar?
Yeah, I mean, so there are basic competitors like eBay, which is another auctioning platform. Obviously, they don't have the NFT capability, nor is an influencer or a celebrity going to want to go to eBay to auction off an, you know, an experience on a yacht with someone. But there's also Rarible, there's also OpenSea. These are just your standard NFT platforms, but they're not specifically focused on influencers and celebrities. They're not specifically focused on fan engagement. They're not specifically focused on, you know, photos and videos that you can easily take from your gallery and convert into an NFT and then sell them, tie them to physical items, tie them to experiences. So I would say that in some ways, in certain aspects of our company, just from an NFT standpoint or from an auctioning standpoint, that eBay, OpenSea, and Rarible are competitors. However, I think the closest competition that we have is NBA Top Shot. They were pretty much the lesson that we applied to our company. We looked at NBA Top Shot. We saw that they generated $675 million of revenue by just selling NFTs in less than a year. And we thought, wow, there is really a market for access to celebrity items, to one-of-one celebrity items, whether it be digital or physical. So we decided to explore NBA Top Shot further. And this is kind of what we based our entire market off of. I would say that they're the most important competition. However, at the same time, they're not a platform for every single celebrity. It's for the NBA. We're a platform for anyone and everyone. And while we are focused on attracting mainstream influencers and mainstream celebrities for our launch, we're also a platform where after we do establish ourselves in this space, after we do attract some mainstream attention via Logan Paul and via some of the other celebrities that we've partnered with, that's when we'll open up, you know, the gates for anyone to come in. Whether you have 100 followers, 1,000 followers, 10,000 followers, or 10 million followers, you can go to Superbid. If there's demand for any sort of aspect of your life, for a digital item, for a physical item, for an experience, then you're going to be able to sell it on Superbid. That's just how supply and demand works.
And with NFTs, you know, the creator always gets a percentage of the royalties after each resale, right? So I'm guessing that's something the creators will work out with Superbid. And what's the business model for you guys? You guys just take a cut out of every NFT sold?
Exactly. In fact, it's the same as OpenSea. It's the same as Rarible. It's just we take a cut off of the resale value, and we take a cut off the original sell value.
And then the creator also gets their cut from each resale, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's another thing that's super attractive for at least the people that we've spoken with is the fact that a lot of these celebrities aren't even aware of royalties in the NFT space. They've seen NFT, they know it's a buzzword, they know it's a common trend, they know that something is happening here and people are making millions of dollars. But when we do propose to them that, you know, for 10 years, if you're still a popular celebrity, if you're still, you know, a mainstream person, people are gonna wanna acquire items from you. If people wanna acquire items from you, you can make millions of dollars of passive income just by, you know, minting an NFT now and then just leaving it there. So a lot of people are super interested just in that aspect of it. It's also about the way that you actually send that message, because for celebrities, I mean, celebrities are constantly in the limelight. They're constantly wanting to get more exposure. They're constantly wanting to excel to that next step. And if they can easily make money without having to do pretty much anything except for minting that original NFT, this is, you know, it's a win-win for everyone that's involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a no-brainer. I don't know if you heard of like Tory Lanez. He's the rapper who sold a million albums for a dollar. And he's like, I'm not doing this for me, guys, for you. But it's like, no, you're getting royalties off of each resale. So, yeah, you're not just making $1 million, buddy, you know? He's like, and he sold out in like, I think, a couple minutes. And so I give props to him because, man, I don't know any rappers doing that. He's a smart guy. I mean, even you know, sometimes people are like, how is he so rich? But he's smart. You know, he played his card right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, someone like him, he's already doing his own thing. I think Floyd is launching his own NFTs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like these guys are catching on. These guys who, you know, see where the money's moving, they're catching on and doing it. And you mentioned yourself, Logan already did his NFT launch. So it's like, are they still going to, you know, do it through your platform or through them? I know the big reason to go with you is because you're like, hey, just mint it on our platform and we'll bring the traffic from all these other celebrities too.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like what I would say they're already doing in like some other auctioning platforms. They're already doing stuff like that, right?
But it's even more simple than that. It's just when you are a celebrity, you're creating quality content for Instagram. You're taking those photos and videos that are literally just on your phone and you're uploading them to Superbid and it's done like that. Like, you know, so you don't have to go through all this procedure. You don't even have to generate something super, super unique, super cool. I mean, you can if you want, but you could also just take a selfie of your face and say, this is, you know, me after X, me after my party at 3 a.m. Like, that's the unique part about Superbid, is that this is encapsulating every single aspect, every single unique moment from an influencer or celebrity's life and being able to monetize that moment. It's weird, but it's just where the future is headed.
Interesting. Yeah. So because a lot of the NFTs, I think one different thing you're doing too is you're NFTing moments instead of like artwork, you know, because most NFTs people see it as like artwork that you're buying. Yeah. You know, even Eminem, it wasn't a moment, you know, it wasn't an album. It was, you know, it was just like design artwork around him. It wasn't really a moment in his life, right? I think one NFT that was like a moment was like Jack Dorsey's tweet, like his first tweet on Twitter. Like that's like a moment. That was NFT, right? Or like the World Wide Web source code, you know, those are like moments. Although they're not of like celebrities. So it'll be interesting to see, because people are always wanting to buy. So.
Yeah, we're super excited. I mean, we've been preparing for this for months and now we're about to hit the ground running.
Yeah, so September 7th, you said, right?
Yep.
So less than a month away.
Correct.
Okay. And I mean, where can people find out more about you guys and the project and everything like that?
Definitely go to our website, superbid.io. All the information is there. You'll find our Twitter, our Telegram, our Reddit, our YouTube. If you do want to engage with us directly, if you want to talk to me directly, you can just go to our Telegram, which you can find on our website, and we're constantly in the chat 24/7. We're a team based all over the world, so we're covering every single time zone. So if you have any questions, we're here in the chat and we'll get to them.
Okay. Awesome. And one thing, you know, I don't know if you've always thought of yourself as an entrepreneur, but since you're working on Superbid, that's pretty big. You came from an engineering background to crypto, which is like probably not what you thought you'd be doing. You know, what are some of your thoughts or advice to maybe those who are up and coming entrepreneurs or those who kind of see themselves doing something more with their life? You know, not to say that, you know, engineering and things like that aren't good, but just like, I guess for you, you know, you said you got into crypto, you saw that everything's heading that way and you just left engineering to go into this. What would your words be to like those entrepreneurs or those kind of seeking what to do with their life?
I would say this, two things. Say yes to stuff, be uncomfortable, because this is going to drive you to take risks and learn the most and more than you ever have in your entire life. The second thing, and this is something that I live by, is you make a living by what you get, you make a life by what you give. So if you really want to make an impact in this world with what you get, you need to be taking what you get and transitioning it into something that is actually valuable, that can be reflected on every single person that you engage with in your entire life. If you have that mindset, you're going to be driven away from the norm. You're going to be driven away from just the average 9-to-5 job, the average lifestyle of just growing up and living to essentially retire, when at which point you're going to be able to spend all of your money. But if you're living your life day by day and you're motivated by eventually, or you know, presently being able to give back as you go, to be able to communicate with people and inspire, then you're going to do something different and you're going to want to take risks. But most importantly, you have to say yes and you have to start somewhere. I did not get here just spontaneously. I've been trying to start businesses and companies for years, for over 6 years. Actually, since I was in high school, from creating 3D printing technologies to creating crypto companies before I even really understood what crypto was, to trying to figure out a new design for a toilet bowl, to, you know, coming up with various ideas about creating some sort of exosuit for the body, to creating biomedical implants. I mean, I have just been trying for my entire life. And you have to try, you have to fail in order to actually get something that might succeed, because every time you're failing, you're learning something new.
Yeah, and I think it's crazy how everything kind of came together for you, like the exosuit, that's like Better Hero Company, and then, you know, crypto, like everything you learned by failing, you're kind of using it now. But exactly. I think the biggest thing people are afraid of is failing. I don't know if that's something we're conditioned in from school, of like, if it's for failing, like you got to get an A all the time. But like, how can people overcome that fear of failure, especially when, you know, they don't want to look like a fool? And also, I think you have to come to a point where it's like, hey, I have nothing to lose. Like, I'm just going to go for it and see what
exactly.
You do. But then a lot of people have, you know, families or things to do, and they're like, I cannot take that risk, which I totally get. But at the same time, like you said, do you want to retire at 80 and be like, okay, now what do I do with my life, instead of actively building the life you want, right?
And I'm super grateful, because I don't have so many of those commitments and responsibilities outside of my life and what I want to pursue. But I understand that a lot of people can't really do what I can do. But I take that knowledge, I take that information, and I say, what can I do with my privilege? What can I do with what I've been given throughout my entire life to do something different, to be able to give back in incredible ways in the future? And that's just how I live.
So before we end, what's one thing you would like to do to give back before you die? I guess there's one.
Before I die?
Yeah, what's one way you want to give back before your time is up on Earth?
That's a really good question, and it's really complicated, because there are so many things that you can do. But I will say that just throughout my experience, the most impactful thing that you can possibly do is just touch the life of one person, and that's it. Because they'll take things that they learn from you, they'll look at you, and they'll go reflect anything that you taught them or anything that you impacted them with on another person. This is actually the reason why I like value the moon so much, is actually because the moon absorbs the light from the sun and reflects it on the earth. And that's kind of how I see, I don't know, myself and other people, is just that we're just taking in light from outside sources and reflecting it on others. So throughout my life, I obviously want to do these little touch points of just meeting someone and really trying to impact their lives one by one, not doing something huge, not doing something crazy that might come in the future. But I think it's more beneficial to actually have that real connection with another human being.
Awesome. Yeah, and I think you're in a very special position, especially because like you're going to be connection to a lot of celebrities who, you know, a lot of people think, or even influencers on Instagram, you see someone with like, you know, 100,000 followers, 10 million, 100 million, you're like, oh my gosh, they're like on another level from me, which is, sure, because they know how to play the social media game. But you realize, hey, like everyone's just human. It's not like they don't have insecurities. It's not like they don't have, you know, things that they struggle and fear, you know, and, wonder about themselves if I'm good enough. You know, people kind of idolize them without realizing, hey, these are just imperfect humans too. You know, even Justin Bieber and stuff like that. So I think in a unique place to kind of shine more of a human light on them and stuff like that. So that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. That's all that Superbid is about, really.
Yeah, awesome. So yeah, we'll check out Superbid and Max on Telegram. And yeah, thanks for sharing a little bit about yourself, about Superbid, and thanks for hopping on this podcast.
Thank you so much, Ray.